Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. All right, Rob, we are known, you and I. I am known as a guy that thinks Dak Prescott is en route, even though you try to say I already have promoted him to elite status. I haven't. I just said he's en route, and we'll see. But I like Dak. You like Carson Wentz. He gonna get hurt again. Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. Neither one. Yesterday, both had poor. I mean, Dak, I thought Dak was okay, but obviously he didn't win and he didn't get them a win. I look at that game and I was Dallas's defense. Now, I know they're going against a high powered offense, even though last year they didn't make the playoffs, the LA Rams. We know that's a team minus the running back, Todd Gurley. That they basically have everything they had when they got to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. And so that's a good offense, and holding them to 20 points is impressive. But the problem was the Cowboys' defense was bending all night. They didn't break a lot. Like I said, they only gave up 20 points. But the time of possession and all of that, I just thought that, you know, the Rams just had their way offensively, even though they didn't score a ton of points. And I also got to look at Mike McCarthy. I'm not trying to excuse Dak. He only threw for one TD. This is a good team that he lost to again. So I'm fine with all that. But this should have, at the very least, this is a game that should have went into overtime. I don't know what Mike McCarthy was thinking. When he went
believed
for
in
it.
His offense and believed in Dak that they could
and
get
then
a
the play
down.
wasn't that a handoff? What was the play that they ran on that?
No, it was
I can't
the,
remember. I think
it was
a pass.
Lamb, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a pass to CeeDee Lamb. Where Lamb didn't run deep in his route deep enough. Number one, it was a little behind in the pass too, but the route, you know, rookie didn't get to the first down marker where he needed to get. So, but I just thought, look. You had what? I think you had 11 minutes left at that point. Tie the game and then come score later. And so, and then I thought the offensive pass interference that, you know, that could have given, certainly Dallas would have had a great chance to tie it with a field goal, if not score the game winning touchdown. I thought that was a little touchy. I don't think the receiver really Gallup fully extended his arm, but, you know, they were both kind of battling with the arms, him and Jalen Ramsey. But I'm not going to make excuses for Dak, but I thought he played okay. But bottom line is you got to win. But, Rob, I was disappointed in Wentz. And I take solace in that Dallas lost to a good team, whereas Philadelphia lost to the Washington football team.
Yeah, but the only problem is that this is the MO of the Cowboys. They don't beat any good teams. And you could talk about the defense all you want, giving up 20 points on the road in that situation. But Dak was bad. Dak was just – and especially, Chris,
I don't know
the second
about
half.
Bad.
How many yards did he have in the second half? Do you know?
Well, yards isn't the grand measure, but he
you,
threw for 266.
10 for 21 with 61 yards in the second half. The Cowboys only had 15 net yards in the final 10 plays. This is what I'm talking about. When the game, he still could have won the game, you know? And now here we go. Now the Cowboys, this is to tell you how bad the Cowboys are. Just when you talk about...
Are you going to talk about the Eagles?
No, not yet. Can I get to the Cowboys? You just talked about Dak.
No,
can we
go ahead.
That first?
Go ahead.
All right. And then I want to talk about...
Because don't avoid your boy.
No, but...
Your boy was garbage.
I want to counter your Dak argument that you...
Go ahead.
All right? And the Cowboys are now 1-7 in one possession game since 2019. Guess what? That's the second worst in the NFL in that span, only behind the Bengals, who are 0-9. And Dak finished the game 1-for-7 with 11 yards and a 14.3 completion rate, which was the worst of in any game of his career. And my only point is, at some point, you got to win some of these games against good teams. And every time I look at the numbers, and when they went to Philadelphia last year with a banged-up squad, he threw no touchdowns. I could go, they lost a game in New Orleans last year where New Orleans didn't even throw a touchdown and they beat the Cowboys. There's too many of these games that would have been a great win for the Cowboys, Chris. And you just said it. That play that didn't work with 11 minutes to go, there's still plenty of ball game to still pull that game out and to still win it. And the numbers aren't there. And I'm just, you got to start to look and say, how come they don't beat the teams that you need to beat if you're going to get there? A lot of people have picked the Cowboys to get to the Super Bowl. I get it. It's one game. But I'm giving you the numbers about the teams that they play who finished 500. The last year they were 1-7 or 1-6 against teams that made the playoffs. And at some point, you got to start pulling these games out, the close games, Chris, when it comes down to it and making a play. There's no reason why they should have 15 net yards in their last 10 plays. I mean, that's outrageous.
Well, and I agree. I mean, and I didn't, you know, if you listen to what I said, I didn't come on here praising Dak.
I didn't say you did, you know, but I'm just saying
that. All I'm saying is I
thought.
Don't
they have to beat a good team eventually?
Yeah, he does. I mean, he's beaten them in the past. So I'm not worried. Like, I don't feel like Dak Prescott can't beat good teams. He's beaten good teams in the past. He beat Russell Wilson in a playoff game. You can say it's ancient history. The dude is young. He beat him as a youngster. So, and I look at the whole team, and like I said, the thing, Dak's got to be better. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But there are a lot of other things I look at as well, you know, as problems with the Cowboys. That defense, especially, and then the tight end, the backup tight end after the starter got hurt, dropped a couple passes. You know, remember last year they had a ton of
but
drops.
That's a part of football. I mean, that there's no way.
Dude
you can work
dropped two
that.
Passes in his hands. I mean, so you can't put all that on the court. You got to catch the ball. I'm not saying there's not going to ever be drops, but still. And so, and again, McCarthy's got to, you know, you got to take that field goal. So at the very least, they should have been tied.
But isn't it him trying to show confidence? Confidence in the offense and Dak.
That's
Chris,
ridiculous.
You said there was 11 minutes to go. You were going to get the ball back at least two more times.
You weren't going to have it a lot because what was Rob G? Look up the time of possession between Dallas and the Rams. I mean, the Rams controlled the clock, and so that was you should have tied the game. That's my point. You had plenty of time to go for the win, so go ahead and tie it. He was overconfident in the offense, if you want to say that. But let's go down because. As I said, it was a bad day for the two favorites to win the division. Anybody not picking Dallas is generally picking Philadelphia. What was your disappointing loss, Rob? I mean, and I tell you what, as Dak was not Joe Montana, he was better than Carson Wentz.
You're going to blame what was the score when the
he
defense,
was better?
What was the score in that game to start? Do you remember?
The Philadelphia game?
Yeah.
Were they up 17-0?
Yes. And the defense gave up 27
and they never scored another touchdown.
27
unanswered points. Hold on. They never scored another touchdown.
But don't act like it's all on the offense, Chris. I'm telling you.
I'm not acting like it's all. You didn't even
horrific.
Give me a chance to get the words out of
ahead.
My mouth.
The defense was horrific.
You scored 17 points. And like you said, it was 17-0. You couldn't answer? Why couldn't you answer? Because your boy threw two interceptions and then lost the fumble. He fumbled twice, lost one. And all I'm saying is as much as you want to kill Dak, Dak looked better yesterday than Carson Wentz. And they fans, they're going to start, if he doesn't get it together, because he made some, you know, he held the ball too long at times. A lot of this stuff is his fault. trying to make passes. He can't. He shouldn't make. Take the easy one. And Carson Wentz has got to be better. And they might. They don't. You know. They were banged up, but they still had a ton of speed at the wide receiver position. And Carson, especially in the second half, was just a mess. And so as much as you want to talk about Dak, I think Dak looked better. Dak engendered more confidence in me yesterday moving forward than Carson Wentz did.
No, I got less confidence in Dak, just that the pattern continues. It's the same old thing.
There's a pattern with Wentz, too.
But I'm talking about
If I look at both of them. You putting it all on, he made the playoffs last year with a 9-7 record or whatever they were?
They won the division and he beat Dak.
So what?
So what? What about the rest of his career? Dak didn't make the playoffs last
year, Chris. Dak's made it twice in four years.
No, but he didn't make it last year. Carson Wentz beat him in the big game. He beat him with tape and glue. And then got hurt. How'd he do with the tape and glue yesterday? Every time the Cowboys play a good team, they lost to another good team.
Tell me, your boys lost to a bad team. At least they lost to a good team. What are your team going to look like when they play a good team?
It's not my team. I don't root for the Eagles. Tell me about your boy.
Yes, he had started off well.
Everything came unraveled. The defense was awful. He threw a couple of picks. He got sacked 8 times, Chris. They didn't protect him.
So it wasn't his fault. It's hard for a quarterback. It wasn't his fault that he threw two picks.
Eight times? Come on, man.
You know football better than that. He held the ball up. You don't protect your quarterback. Some of those sacks on him, it's going to be a long day at the office.
Come on, man.
He holds it too long at times. You know that. I'm just saying you're going to sit here and bash Dak.
But don't tell me that he had eight sacks.
The first word out of your mouth when I bring up Wentz is the defense?
They gave up 27 unanswered points to Haskins.
Why were they unanswered? Because his offense couldn't score.
That's not the defense's fault. They couldn't make a stop. Are you kidding? They couldn't score.
You know I'm right. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What do you guys think? Which quarterback are you most confident in moving forward based off yesterday? Dak Prescott or Carson Wentz? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, but first...
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on a Magic City Monday. We're brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. Works fast and you won't stink. As pharmacists recommended, odor-free pain relief, muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. No stinging, no burning, just simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast, and you will not stink. All right, Rob, let's throw it out to the callers. 877-99 on Fox. Who were you more impressed with yesterday, and who are you more confident in going forward? Dak Prescott or Carson Wentz?
All I'm going to say is Dak Prescott needed some Blue Emu yesterday. Joseph in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joseph?
I know it don't happen often, but I got to go with Rob on this one, Chris. And it's simply because Philly had two new offensive linemen. They had two rookies. They're missing two of their Pro Bowl guys, as well as Washington's defensive line is going to be one of the, if not the best in the league.
Chase Young, right?
Yeah, Chase Young, Montez Sweat, Kerrigan. They got four first-round picks on that line. So they're going to cause problems. Hold on.
What was the difference between the first half and the second half then?
They couldn't adjust to the speed. I mean, they're just fast. In the first half, they took them apart.
They took that great defensive line with those young offensive linemen apart.
They couldn't adjust. That's what I'm saying.
Why couldn't they do it in the second half? That's why Riverboat Ron.
This is when the coaching comes in. This is why they needed Ron. When it comes to making adjustments,
he made the adjustments that Dougie P couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, he made the adjustments that. Yeah, I would say that. He had two rookies up there.
I almost fainted, Joseph. I can't believe it. My man. All right. Thanks for the call.
I had Joseph
appreciate
stumbling.
It.
I had him stuttering at the
nah,
end.
Nah, Joseph was firm right there.
They couldn't adjust. They couldn't adjust.
Big Mike in Cincinnati. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Big Mike?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Well, good.
What's up, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Cash is playing. I mean, Chris, you probably already know who I'm about to go with, but I would stick with Carson Wentz going forward. You know, he didn't play like he played pretty bad the second half, but I mean, like the caller said before, I think there was actually three linemen that went down. When you got a guy who played rugby a year ago switching to left tackle, you know, you're going to have issues with Chase Young. I mean, one thing about the Redskins, I mean, they're really underrated, you know, when it comes to their defensive line. They always had a great defensive line, but they've just been hit with so many injuries. We saw Dak. I mean, Dak didn't do bad, but, I mean, I definitely feel like he could have done better. But it's a recurring thing, you know, with the Cowboys. You know, the good teams, playoff teams, they just think they cannot get over the hump, you know, and I think that's the biggest struggle. But we already saw what Carson Wentz did, you know what I mean? It's one game, but, I mean, there was a little concern.
All right. All thanks, right. Big Mike. Appreciate the call. What about Amir in Philadelphia? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Amir?
Both
Amir.
Here, but
yep.
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you
yeah,
hear
we
me
got
guys?
We got you now. We got you now.
Yeah, I love both of you guys. But, Chris, you got to stop being unfair to the guy. And just let me talk. He's coming into this year with two of his offensive linemen out for the whole season. And one of the rookies that started last night got hurt in the first freaking half. And when they were on the roll in the first quarter, he still was getting sacked. He got sacked three times when they were going up in the first quarter. Like, Chris, that went into that game fully loaded. Fully loaded.
Are you in a frat, Amir? Fraternity?
What do you mean?
Are
no,
you in a
no,
fraternity?
No. Don't change the subject, Chris.
No,
don't,
first of all, don't tell me what to do on my show. Are you in a frat? No.
He said no.
If you had been, you would have learned this. Excuses are tools of incompetence. With them, we build great monuments of nothingness. Those who use them seldom amount to anything else. Therefore, sir, I have no excuses.
No,
don't call up here with excuses.
It's not excuses, it's facts. He's telling you about the offensive line. I gave you that sack eight times.
That same that's offensive a part line, of minus the one that's that a, guy that got hurt.
That's a part of the fact,
they picked,
though.
They picked that Washington defense
that's
apart.
Chris,
you
that's
said
a part
they scored
of the story.
17 straight
yeah,
points.
Yeah, but they got five sacks in the second half. Five.
What changed? Why couldn't they protect him in the first half?
They played better. That Washington played better. Amir, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Thanks for checking in from Philly. G in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, G?
What's going on, man? Y'all can hear me?
Yes,
yep,
sir.
We got you.
Yeah. Hey, man. I'm just a big fan of y'all, man. Love listening to y'all's show.
Thank
but,
you.
Hey, guys. I got to go with Chris. I mean, you know, Dak, he didn't have the best game yesterday, but he didn't turn the ball over. He played solid. You know, I think he's just getting used to that new system out there. And I think Philadelphia going to be playing Jalen Hurts not Ooh. Too long here. So, you know.
That name came up. I was surprised it came up so early,
gotta,
but it's coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to look at the, you know.
Dak, wait a minute.
What
do you mean, Dak? Doesn't he have the same offensive coordinator from a year ago? What are you talking about? New system? What system?
I'm talking about with the coach. I'm talking about, you know.
But the same offensive
they're running,
coordinator.
They got the same offensive coordinator. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So this,
but they've
that,
changed the system up a little.
Yeah, but that's basically the same guy is what I'm saying. I can't use that
same
as an
same OC for sure.
Yes. All right.
That's an explanation,
though.
No, that's not
appreciate
an excuse.
It. Marty in Kentucky, yeah, whatever. Whatever it works for you. Marty, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, fellas, I feel like I've been listening to this argument since day one of the Odd Couple. I'm just going to set it to you both straight. I'm not going to agree with either one of you. Dak has all the intangibles. He has the heart, and he has the mentality that you want at quarterback. And Carson Wentz has all the skills and arm talent that you want at quarterback. And when it all comes down to it, when you add up what they have and what they don't have, they're pretty even. And that's why they swap up the division championship every year. They're pretty even when it all comes down to it.
Now, look, I would agree. I think physically Carson Wentz is better. But I think Dak has better intangibles. And yesterday, Rob, one thing I brought up was the time of possession. This is what I meant about the defense. The Los Angeles Rams had over 35 minutes of possession. The Dallas Cowboys had 24 minutes.
Yeah, but 24
minutes. No,
because
that's my point.
Is 61 yards in the second half.
No, but my point is the defense, Dallas, the LA Rams were staying on the field offensively all game long. They were just marching, and even if they didn't score a touchdown, they wore down the defense. They marched. So
right, because Dak.
I'm not saying Dak was awesome. I'm just saying he was better than Carson Wentz. That's all I'm saying. Yesterday.
Yeah, I just going forward, there's no way I would take Carson Wentz 10 out of 10 times if you were to say which guy would you keep and think you could win with. I just don't believe in Dak. He hasn't won enough big games for me.
He's won more than Wentz.
I just don't believe in him. I'm just telling you.
I mean, he's won more than Wentz. All right, 877.
And as time has gone on, more and more, there's more and more stuff being added to the resume where they keep losing to good teams. That bothers me. It reminds me of Matt Stafford.
Oh, no. Nothing like Matt Stafford. He's been to the playoffs two times in 4 years.
I'm just saying.
Beat Russell Wilson.
That not
Matt Stafford has nothing
teams.
Like that on his resume.
Not beating good teams.
But bad. Philly's not beating bad teams. At least so far this season. Which quarterback is tougher to stop? Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes? I'm just going to let that flow off in the ether. The Hall of Famer, Rob Woods. It's good to have Rob back on the show, Rob. He has the answer next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's a Hall of Fame defensive back, one of the best to ever do it. A Super Bowl champion. He's got his own theme music. That right there tells you he's the man. He will be joining us every Monday during the football season, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern.
Wait a minute, is this
the
John
Shaft? The one and only. He looks nothing like Shaft, I'll tell you that. It's our man, Rod Woodson. Rod, what's up, man?
What's up?
Man, what's up, my brothers from another mother? Now, I don't look like Shaft, but I used to have a Shaft coat, that long trench. I used to have one of those.
I remember you had a game like Shaft, too, I'm sure.
I remember going to see, Shaft and Pam Grier, right? Weren't they in the movie
Was Pam Grier? They were in the movie together. I don't think she was in Shaft.
Yeah.
But they were in the movie together, right? Yeah.
Richard Roundtree and Pam Grier.
They had to put them together. Yes, but it's our man, Rod Woodson. Rod, let's get right to it. We saw two great, at least at this point, I think people still wonder about the longevity of Lamar. But right now, they're the two premier quarterbacks in the league. Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, both off to great starts in their first game. Who do you think is more difficult? If you were playing today, who would be more difficult to prepare for and stop?
That's a great question because they're so different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're really polar opposite players because Patrick Mahomes can backpedal, still can sling it 65 yards down the field. He has all those weapons at his disposal, and his last resort is to run. Where Lamar, he's in a college-style, option RPO offense that's natural. He runs the football naturally. So it's two different ways to look at the game. Nobody else is doing this. Nobody else has the Baltimore Ravens offense where multiple teams try to simulate what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing because they have a spread offense. They like to throw it all over the place, but they have three really fast receivers and their tight end is freaking outstanding. So it's kind of just difficult to handle, I think, both teams. To me, I'm always scared when I look at the Kansas City Chiefs because they are a quick strike offense. I mean, you can get them down. And we saw that last year, right? They'll be down. They'll be three and out. And then they'll have five straight touchdowns.
Right.
And it's not that it's like, 10 play drives, 13 play drives. I'm talking about this is three or four play drives for 75 yards. And it's a 40-yard touchdown to either a tight end or one of your fast receivers. you know, they don't – the Baltimore Ravens don't have that. I mean, they remember last year they had the most rushes in the National Football League. They led with time of possessions in the National Football League. I'm pretty sure they're going to do that again this year. I just think they're both two different types of animals. I think they're both very difficult to handle just because of the quarterbacks. Lamar is a difference maker. Remember, you got to think, go back to when Jim Harbaugh was with the 49ers. They ran this style offense.
Right,
but
right.
Colin Kaepernick wasn't this dynamic of running with the football. So they didn't call his number like they call Lamar's number. And, you know, that to me is dangerous. But, you know, it's a methodical. They're going to hit you here and there. He's a better passer. I just think, to me, Mahomes and that speed that they have and that quick strike ability that they have, they can be down 14. They can be down 24, as we saw, and come back right. and blow the team out.
Rod, let's go down to Tampa Bay. Tom Brady made his debut. All the hoopla about all the weapons he had. They said all you got to do is get rid of Jameis Winston because he turns the ball over. Tom Brady has two interceptions, a pick six for the third game in a row. What did you make of Tom Brady's appearance and his debut at Tampa?
Well, you know, I did pick him to get to the postseason. I'm not going to, you know, throw the ship and sink the ship after game one. Tom Brady has thrown he doesn't do it that often, but he's thrown multiple interceptions. He hasn't done it since, 2003 or something like that, four. You know, I think he's going to get better with that. He's going to understand. You got to remember, even Tom Brady's been in the same system for over 20 years, right? So this is his preseason. He's learning who these guys are. He's learning what he can and cannot do with these receivers in the running game. He's understanding all that. I think they're going to get much better.
Is he going to get better, though, Rod? He's 43. He's going to get better as time goes on? Seriously.
The question is, that throw with Janoris Cheek and the Jackrabbit had that pick six. Those are throws I'm concerned about. The misreads with the one interception where, you know, if Evans keeps going up, it's kind of a jump ball. He's still trying to figure that out. But throwing the ball outside the number, that's the one that makes me a little concerned, because when the arm strength goes and that ball is thrown back inside like it was with Janoris, those are the type of plays that can happen. And that worries me a little bit more than anything else about Tom Brady. His arm strength is not the same as it was when he was 21, 22, obviously. But it's the throws outside the numbers that concern me, not the ones in the middle of the field. I think the ones in the middle of the field are going to be fine. I think that timing with him and Evans and the rest of the receiving corps is going to be fine. I'm just concerned about him throwing that ball outside the numbers like he did. If he keeps throwing it back to the inside shoulder, a lot of DBs are going to have some interceptions against him.
Hall of Fame defensive back Rod Woodson joining the Odd Couple. Rod, the Cleveland Browns, we know they got smashed by the Ravens, but I was looking at OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., 10 targets, 3 catches, 22 yards. And as I'm watching him, I was thinking just have no impact at all on the game, the thought that kept coming to my mind was it takes more than talent. And I'm not saying his work ethic. I don't know if his work ethic is great or poor or whatever, but I just feel like he's got to hone in on being more of a professional to really get the full, you know, value out of his ability. And I'm afraid he might be wasting it if he doesn't get serious about this. What is that, you know, what do you think about that? I mean, is that fair?
Well, I'm not sure, because I don't know what he does in the offseason. I can't make that determination, but I could say this. I think your idea is right. Talent only gets you so far, because everybody's talented in the National Football League. It was told to me back in 1987 by a guy named Chuck Noll after my second week of being in that building with the Pittsburgh Steelers, is that you're talented. That's great. But talent isn't everything, because everybody's talented. It's the guys who can have the recall, have the work ethic, have the process of what doing things right in practice, out of practice, in the off season, and having that recall during the game and that work that I could do during the game and in practice, he separates himself from the average player to the great players. Now, Landry is one of his boys.
Right.
And he should take him under his wing and say, and I'm not saying he's not, because he might be. And I'm pretty sure right now he would love to see Eli Manning on the other side of that ball throwing the ball to him. I mean, yeah, he complained about it. He complained about it for a couple of years, right? And then I was like, man, I would love to have Eli back.
hey Rod, go ahead. I got one more quick I wanted to squeeze in. We're about to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
we got about a minute. Just tell me about Aaron Rodgers' performance. You know, most people had him dead and buried. He looked pretty good yesterday.
Hey, that dude right there, man. Aaron Rodgers, if he lives to be 75 years old, he's going to get up out of bed and throw the ball 65 yards down the field on the tight spiral. That's what he does. You know, and if the defense plays the way they're capable of playing, and that the rest of the receiving core outside of Adams comes to the forefront, and that running game stays the way it is, and he's versatile the way he is, talking about Aaron Jones, man, this is a really good football team. And if this is any indication of who Aaron Rodgers is going to be this year, then he's back in the conversation for a league MVP.
Well, you think he's probably extra motivated? Obviously, he's motivated all the time, but extra motivated because of the offseason? How they went out and got Jordan Love and not a receiver?
Well, I mean, you know, if that motivated him, that'd be great. I think great players like that don't need motivation. You know, at different positions, they always draft different players, right? And they're trying to replace everybody. Quarterbacks are a little different. I just think Aaron Rodgers is like, listen, I see you got the guy, but listen, I'm going to ball out, and I'm going to make the decision very hard for you guys in the offseason to either keep me or let me go. But if you let me go, I'm going to come back to haunt you.
Right. All right, that's all right, the Rod, Hall of Famer, Rod
appreciate
Woodson.
Appreciate you.
Thanks,
buddy.
Man. Great job.
Hey, man, I'm going to cry when I get off the phone because I really miss you guys.
Nah, we'll see you again. Hopefully, we'll see you at the Super Bowl, too, this year. Hopefully.
Right? Hopefully, man. Hopefully.
All right, brother. Peace. The hottest radio game show in the country is next. Sources say it's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Bro.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on a Magic City Monday. And folks, it is time for Sources Say.
Check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
Yes, sir, it is Sources Say, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. This segment where we put Chris and Rob's combined 214 years of journalism experience to see if they can tell the difference between a good source and a bad source. They both claim to be seasoned reporters, but based on the way this game goes,
I was thinking, Rob, on that, your introduction, I don't know what the first day I started, but it was around this time 30 years ago.
Really?
First day at the Cleveland Plain Dealers, sometime in September 1990.
Cleveland!
So 3 decades. Yeah, 30 years ago. Yep. And I know you is what, about 40?
No, it ain't 40, not yet.
Something like that.
January 6th will be 35 years.
35, wow.
Crazy.
So you guys have been journalists as long as Alex has been alive.
That's right.
Is he 30, Alex? He's
30? Yeah, I just turned 30.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Happy belated.
My God, thank you.
And you were what, one?
I was two.
Rob G?
I was two.
Two when we started? Unbelievable.
Well, when I started. You weren't born when Rob started.
Whatever.
I was a twinkle in my mother's eye at that point.
I wasn't even trying to be funny. It's just, you old.
All right, y'all know how this segment works. I got seven sports stories. They all sound a little bit real. They all sound a little bit fake. It's up to you guys to tell me which sources are good, which sources are bad. Let's get started, guys. Story number one. My sources say that Antonio Brown is rumored to be featured in an X-rated video with adult film star Tiana Trump that is being sold on her OnlyFans page. God. Rob, my source is good.
It sounds like it's probably somebody else, but I'm going to say that it's true.
Wow. I mean, with Antonio's lust for the spotlight, as well as other things, I'm going to say false.
Wow.
Rob, when it comes out, you going to watch it?
I've already pre-ordered.
Hey, we're still waiting on the Robert Kraft video.
I was
right, going
to say, if Rob was trying to get his hands on the Robert Kraft video, you know he's
you don't even know if I saw it yet or not.
Did you see the Robert? You talking about the Robert Kraft?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Oh.
Still try to see it.
Just because
it's not permitted in court doesn't mean it can't be on the internet, right, Rob?
Rob saw it. You saw it, Rob?
No, I didn't see it yet. I would tell you if I saw it.
And my cheese was hot.
That's right.
Here we go. Story number two. My sources say that John Wall had to issue a formal apology this week after he was caught on video throwing up gang signs at a party. Rob, my source is good.
I'm going to say that's false. I said that happened to somebody, but not him.
That is true.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't see that story. All right.
Yeah.
All right, we keep
it
moving.
Sound like a true story, you know what I mean?
But right, like he switched up the name. He'll do that.
And he's been doing it for a while. If you know, he's doing that since back in Kentucky. He's been throwing up gang signs.
What did he say? What was his... He said, I'm not in the gang or anything
like
that? Or?
He just, you know, likes to throw up the sign,
I guess. I don't really think he is. But, you know, everybody nowadays throws something up. I don't know when the last time I took a picture with somebody under 40. Rob, I'm sure you probably had the same experience, and they didn't throw up something, the peace sign, some other stuff with their fingers, or just, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not trying to excuse whatever happened, so.
You sound old when you say something like that. All right, we keep it moving.
It's true.
Story number three. We're all tied up 1-1. Chris and Rob, the odd couple. Sources say Fox Sports Radio. My sources say that Summer Tapasa, hopefully I said that right, the Best Buy female security guard.
Who? Summer what?
Who?
Summer Tapasa.
Who is it?
Okay. Summer Tapasa.
She went viral after she stopped an attempted robbery, and she's now been offered a job by Dana White to join his own security team. Chris, my source is good.
You've already hit us with two truths. I'm going to say true.
I'll say false.
We got to change at the top.
How much time is left?
We got 2 minutes. We got plenty of time.
You know what? He didn't win. I won that football bet. So go ahead, Christian. Make yourself feel good.
Actually, I've picked the last two Super Bowls correctly.
No, I'm talking about our bets.
And one of us has and one hasn't. But go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right, we move on. Story number four. My sources say that former Broncos wide receiver and a couple other teams, Demaryius Thomas, is currently being accused of having his pit bulls violently attack a woman and another dog. He's facing some charges on that. Chris.
He had them attack her?
Okay.
Or they just attacked?
They attacked, and they're saying, you know, he's responsible because they were out, you know, on the porch.
Yeah.
So, Chris, I'm a sources good.
I'm going to take a page out of Rob's. It sounds true, and I'm guessing it might be somebody else. So I'm going to say false.
I'm going to just say false because I can't believe you got four true questions in a row.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
You guys,
all right, we got time for one more?
We do. I don't know why you always think I would do something like that. I don't understand.
Because it's just like it would be a pattern.
He's shifty.
My sources say that former USC wide receiver and now current Steelers wide receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster, went back to school during the pandemic, during the offseason, and got his master's in electrical engineering. Rob, my source is good.
False.
Yeah, in the offseason? He already graduated.
Yes, he already graduated.
But I'm going to say false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Did he start working toward it?
No. What the heck? You got time for that? Come on, Chris.
Who got time to get their master's in the offseason?
You crazy.
No, that's what I'm saying. I worked toward it. That's what I mean. Like, he's on his way to getting it.
There's only one person working on a master's that we know. Martin Weiss.
The mute. You hear that? Rob, you hear it? Yes. Give me a beat. Bring it in.